Welcome to PDX Bluescast. Show number 17 is coming up. Hey everybody, welcome to PDX Bluescast. My name is Pat McDougall, and I'm your host for this musical podcast in which we showcase the best blues music originating from right here in Portland, Oregon and the surrounding area. Well, this is show number 17. How are you doing this week? I hope you had a good one. I am still getting some wonderful positive feedback from show number 15, two shows ago, the one that we did with Lloyd Jones right here in the studio. And, you know, while I would love to take credit for what a great show that was, it's probably more correct to hand most of that credit over to Lloyd himself for telling such great stories, for talking so honestly and thoughtfully about his music and what influences him, and for playing for us live here in the studio. It again was a great experience, and I'm happy to say I can't say anything too terribly specific right now, but I'm definitely talking to other local artists and finding that several of them are quite willing to come in and do similar shows. And so I think I've mentioned it before. I've got a few logistical things to work out technically here in the studio to make that work and make things sound as good as they should, basically to do justice to these performers. But I don't think that's going to be too big a hurdle to get over. And so I will hopefully have something specific to tell you soon about who you can expect to hear from next in a spotlight show right here in the studio. I should mention, just speaking of Lloyd, this weekend, Saturday, the 25th, I believe it is, Lloyd is going to be down at Lefty's in Salem for a special gig that he's going to be actually recording with some high-end musical gear and doing a big thing there with the full band, including the horns, just like he did at the Gemini a few weeks back. And yeah, it's Salem. It's, you know, a little bit of a drive here from Portland, but if you've been to Lefty's, you know what a great little venue that is. Not little, it's a great big venue, very friendly, good food, a wonderful place to hear music, and that promises to be a fantastic show, so get down there if you can. Now, let's see. I want to play some music by someone that we visited back in show number 14. I think I'm right about that. And show number 14, if you recall, we kind of did a bit of a focus on Mr. J. Michael Kersey, who played with the Razorbacks sometime back, and so we played a little Razorbacks. He's now with Brothers of the Bilotti, and we played a kind of bluesy tune that those folks do where Duffy Bishop joined in. And then we also played one song by the Lee Blake Band in which J. Michael Kersey plays bass. But in a way, I felt like we didn't maybe give enough attention to Lee Blake himself and his band. And so I wanted to revisit them and just play a couple cuts from his most recent record, Leeway, by the Lee Blake Band. And this features Lee's guitar work. The first song features some very nice slide work. And then the second song is a showcase of his kind of wah-wah, very electric guitar sound. And so I thought we'd listen to a couple of these cuts because this is a very strong record, and if you have not heard Lee, this is something that you should definitely pick up and go hear these guys live when you can. So we'll start off with a song. Both of these are by Lee, and the first tune is called Down to the Ocean, the Lee Blake Band.
I go down to the ocean, see if my ship come in. I go down to the ocean, baby, see if my ship's come in. When my ship comes in, I'm going somewhere I've never been. I'm gonna drink a shot of whiskey, chase it with a grain of salt. Drink a shot of whiskey, taste it with a grain of salt. You know the salt won't hurt me, the whiskey's all my fault. Shake it, baby, shake it for me nice and slow.
gonna be nice and slow. Yeah, you shake it one more time, girl. Come on, little sugar, let's go.
That's the Lee Blake Band with Weather Report, and that comes from their CD, Leeway. On that track, the band is joined by the gentleman who actually produced and engineered the record, Yasha Rick Nunberg, plays some organ on that cut, as well as the core band, which is Lee Blake on vocals and guitar, J. Michael Kersey on bass, and J.W. Moore on the drums. And so that's an original by Lee, and the song before that, Down to the Ocean, is also one of Lee's songs. And so now that you've heard that stuff, it's a little different feel than the Taj Mahal tune that we played their version of a Taj Mahal tune back in show number 14. So you need to go out and hear these guys. This is some good strong stuff. I'm just going to insert a note right here because I meant to say it at the beginning of the show. This show is going to be just a little shorter than other shows because of different stuff going on. And so usually we'll play 8 songs in a blues cast. We're just going to do 6 this time, but they're going to be tasty. So there's still something to enjoy here. Now, switching gears a little bit, I had the opportunity, the great pleasure, in fact, of going to a blues jam this last Sunday over at Duff's Garage. Jim Miller, bass player extraordinaire, recently started up a blues jam there on Sunday afternoons, of all things. Can you imagine? From 3 to 6 in the afternoon, he calls them baby boomer friendly hours, and I think he's probably right. He's been doing this jam where it's Jim playing bass, Kelly Dunn on drums. Kelly, you've heard on tunes I've played by Paul DeLay, certainly. I'm sure others, and I can't come up with them right now, but Kelly's a wonderful drummer. And then every week, Jim brings in a guest artist, an all-star, so to speak. And it's people like D.K. Stewart, Big Monty. I'm going to forget somebody, but last week it was Papa Salty's turn, Tim McAllister, the guitarist and vocalist, who is a man of many talents. In addition to being a gifted guitarist and singer, he's also a geek, I think he's okay with me saying that, but this is a guy who does a lot of work on the web and is an engineer in his daytime life, and in fact is responsible for the website portlandblues.com, which is a nice little resource for folks who want to find out what's going on here in town. Portlandblues.com recently got together with the Cascade Blues Association's website, and they're jointly working on a calendar that gives you all the up-to-minute information on who's playing where on any given night. So if you go to cascadeblues.org and you follow the links to the calendar, that's actually a joint production between portlandblues.com, or Tim McAllister, and the folks at the Cascade Blues Association. And so kudos to Tim for the work he's been doing there. And he also has a discussion forum going where people post announcements and all sorts of different random thoughts about the blues. And it's a good place. But besides that, Tim has a band of his own, as well he should. And they've been together for, Tim, you tell me, I think a couple of years now, but he calls the band Papa Salty, and Papa Salty is kind of his pseudonym, his pen name for his performing alter ego. And anyway, Tim was over at the jam on Sunday. I was fortunate enough to be able to sit in with these guys and play a few tunes, and I must say it was great fun. There was a real nice group of people there, many of whom also got up and joined in the jam, so I got to meet people, talk to people, play a little bit, listen a bit, and it was all great, great fun. But I also got a CD from Tim, the most recent Papa Salty CD, and it is full of some strong stuff. Now, Tim has a great band. He's got himself on guitar and vocals. He has Jim Solberg on upright bass, and Jim, he's a familiar name to most of you who've been following Portland Blues for a while. He's been with Jim Meese. He's been with Lloyd Jones, many others, and a wonderful bass player. Also a very gifted singer as well. And then Kevin LeBaron on saxophone, which gives the whole thing kind of a nice jump blues feel. And Julian Brogy on the drums. This is a British expatriate who has made his way over here to the States and is doing great things on the drums. So I wanted to play a few tunes, a couple tunes, from the Papa Salty CD. And so rather than talk anymore, let's hear right now a song that Tim played at Sunday's jam that I got to join in on, which was great fun. This is called Somebody Tell Me.
she treat me so bad? Why'd she make me so blue? Somebody tell me just what I must do. Yeah, make that sweet little girl, make her love me true. Yeah, see, I gave her all my kisses, all my loving.
Your feet.
She did the burn side.
baby, don't you ever sleep. Burnside boogie, that's what she said. The shake and boogie woogie. Well, the Burnside boogie, sure enough will turn you around. Come on, Bubba, play some saxophone.
That's Papa Salty and the band with Burnside Boogie. And, you know, I had to play that one. This is PDX Blues Cast, and Burnside is a main drag right here in Portland. It plows through the western side of downtown and then continues right over the Willamette River, the Burnside Bridge, and then on into the east side all the way to Gresham, I believe. How's my geography? But that's Papa Salty's little tribute to Burnside, and the band has sounded good there. A nice sax solo by Kevin LeBaron, and just strong work through and through. And before that, you heard their kind of loping, strolling blues, Somebody Tell Me, a very choice little cut. And yes, just the only thing it's missing, Tim, a little bit of piano. But, you know, hey, that's just me. What do I know? All right, I'm sorry about that. Thank you very much to Tim for supplying the CD, and go out and hear these guys. Look for them on the bandstand listings, and get out and hear this band, because it's very tasty stuff. It's very well executed. Now, speaking of the jam last Sunday, and Jim Miller, the intrepid bass player who runs that jam, and let's just mention that's no easy task. Running a jam is a difficult job. There's a lot of egos to balance and different kinds of musical spaces to manage in there, and Jim does a very good job. I should mention there are lots of other jams around town. You can head over to the Trail's End on a Sunday evening. At the Stein House, there's one there also on Sundays. There's a Wednesday night jam. And I'm not doing a good job but of remembering everyone, but go over to the calendar I just told you about, cascadeblues.org, click the calendar and check, and you'll find a jam not every night of the week, but many nights of the week. And so if you want to try out your talents, there are plenty of opportunities to do that. But anyway, back to Jim Miller. This guy is one of the nicest guys on the local music scene here. And not only that, that's probably the most important thing, but he happens to also be a very able bass player. He took some, he took some jaw-dropping solos there on Sunday, particularly one when Tim was playing away and broke a string. And so Tim had to run over and get that string replaced on his guitar. And that left kind of a hole in the tune that was going on right at the time. And Jim said, "Hey, I'll take a solo." And so he just rips into a solo, which had everybody just staring wide-eyed. And in any case, Jim's a great guy, a good singer, a hardworking musician, and I wanted to feature a little bit of Jim Miller here in tribute to the man. Jim was with a band not too terribly long ago called the Cannonballs, and the Cannonballs included Jim, David Vest on piano and vocals. You've heard a little David previously on the podcast here, and a guy named Marty Henninger on drums, and Marty's got his own little band these days. I'd love to get him on the show. Marty, if you're out there, get in touch. And then Lloyd Allen on guitar and vocals, a fantastic singer with just a distinctive voice and a gifted songwriter as well. But they put out only one CD before the band, before folks went off in different directions. But it's a very strong CD, and it's called The Cannonballs. And I wanted to feature a song that Jim wrote and he sings on. This is The Cannonballs with Easy Shang-a-Lang.
When I'm too broke to pay attention, I like to think about my easy shang-a-lang. When I done bowed down too long, when I can't tell right from wrong, that's when I fall back on my easy shang-a-lang.
On a dark, stormy night, not a star was in sight. The north wind came howling down the line. Stood a brave engineer with his sweetheart so dear, and his orders to pull number 9. As she kissed him goodbye with a tear in her eye, the joy in her heart she could not hide. And the whole world seemed right as he left her that night, for tomorrow she'd be his loving bride. Wheels hummed a song as the train moved along. The black smoke came pouring from the stack, and the headlight a gleam seemed to brighten his dream, for tomorrow he'd be coming back. As he turned around the hill, his brave heart stood still, for a headlight was shining on his face. And he whispered a prayer as he threw on the air. He knew this would be his final break. In the wreckage he was found lying there on the ground, and he begged them to raise his weary head. As his breath slowly went, here's a message that he sent to his sweetheart that he had planned to wed. There's a little white house I bought for our own, where I knew we'd be happy, you and I. And dear, I know you've been true, I'll leave it to you until we meet in the Golden Gates goodbye. Yes, until we meet in the Golden Gates, goodbye. Yeah, until we meet in the Golden Gates, goodbye.
Well, I thought we'd scale things back a little bit for our last tune on this show. That's Dylan Thomas Vance with The Wreck of Number 9, a traditional tune. He gives a beautiful, laid-back, gentle treatment to there, and he has help from David Lipkind on harmonica. Wonderful, wonderful job there, and that comes from Dylan's 2003 CD, Bittersweet. He has a few others out, and I need to get a hold of those and let you hear some additional Dylan Thomas Vance work on a podcast soon. In the meantime, check out where he's playing and go and hear him. It's definitely an intimate experience. He will do different dates with some are solo, some are with a gentleman named Griff Bear who plays the fiddle, some are with David, I believe, on harmonica, and then he's also done dates with a full band, and so any of those times, it's worth catching Dylan, and he's a heck of a nice guy as well. So I think that's going to wrap things up. I told you this is going to be a shorter show. I know that I ended up yakking a bunch, perhaps more than I do in other shows. I just had a bunch to say about the great experience I had over at Duff's on Sunday. Thanks again to Jim and Papa Salty and Kelly and everybody else who was there. It was great fun. Next week, we'll be back with a full-length show, some good music coming your way. And I got to do my usual spiel here and just tell you, please, please, this weekend, get out and hear some music. If you get down to Salem and hear Lloyd over at Lefty's, wonderful. If you feel like sticking close to home and seeing what's going on over at Beale Street Northwest or the Tillicum or the Trails End or, the Candlelight, etc., a bunch of different places to go, all of them going to be featuring great music. And so get out there and hear what you can. Please follow the links in the the show notes to where you can get a hold of the music that I've been playing. Buy some CDs from these artists. You will not be disappointed. But definitely get out and hear some live music. The venues need to see you in there. And the players have a much better time playing to a full house rather than a bunch of empty chairs. So get the heck out there. If you want to get in touch with me about the show for any reason, you can do so by you can go to our website, that's it, www.pdxbluescast.com, and you can post a message right there on the blog, post a comment, and you'll see the little links for the comments following each show. Just click there and you can add your own comment. We often hear from our friend Terry here in town. Thanks, Terry. And we've been hearing from other people. I'll mention we've got a nice little map that lets me see where people are coming from when they listen to the show. And if you go again on our website, you'll see a link, a little graphic says where are we, and click here. If you click there, you'll go to our Frapper map, and you can add your own little push pin to the map to show me where you are listening from. And it's great feedback for me. We've heard from some cool listeners recently who are enjoying the show. And I want to let you know, those folks out there, how much I do appreciate it. It is really great to hear from people when you let me know that that you're enjoying the show. Let's see, the other way to get in touch with me, two other ways, you can send email right to letters at pdxbluescast.com. Can you tell I'm trying to do too much at one time? Maybe you can. Send that to letters at pdxbluescast.com, and I will be very excited to hear from you. And finally, if you want to send us a voicemail message that we can play on the air, why, all you got to do is dial 206-203-3PDX. That's 206-203-3739. And unless you tell me differently, I may very well play your message on the air. Let's see. I was just looking at our map right now. I'm doing it live right here on the show. We recently heard from Tim in Vancouver. And interestingly, from Carrie, all the way in New Albany, Indiana. Carrie says, really great show. Makes me want to start my own local blues podcast. And Carrie, to you I say, jump right in. Do it. The artists in your area will really appreciate the exposure, and I can tell you firsthand it's great fun. But all right, that's enough from me. Thanks for everybody who's gotten on the map. Thanks for everybody who's gotten in touch with me. And thanks to the artists who've made it possible to play their music on the show. I'm going to sign off for now, but I will be back next week with another show. And so this is Pat McDougall saying, keep the blues alive.